אוגוסט, חודש טוב, ראש חודש, on Wednesday and Thursday. יהיה ואיני של זו, אני השם רופאיך, יוד, is the name of Hashem, יוד קי וו קי. אני השם רופאיך, hoping that everything will be fine, solved, ברוך השם, בעזרת השם. Remember that I told you that Maharal wrote few books. Each one is in each one he concentrates on one. Maybe let's call it one Chag, one Yom Tov, but it's not really the Yom Tov, which is the subject, but the idea. Let's say he didn't write anything about Pesach, but he wrote the Sefer Gvurot Hashem, which is connected to Yetziat Mitzrayim. So, of course, he brings all the drashot about Yetziat Mitzrayim, including his own commentary to the Haggadah shel Pesach, and some halachot shel Hilchot Pesach, and so on. So he also wrote, we started with Hanukkah, he wrote something which is called Ner Chadash, or Mitzvah, connected to Hanukkah and Purim. And now I want to start, although it's a bit, it seems, it looks a bit earlier, but no, we just counted the 12 days to the Omer, which is just 1 week and 5 days. And we are trying to finish 7 weeks, Sheva Shabbatot Mimot Tiena. But I want to start now with Shavuot. We have a few weeks, but we have a lot of things that Maharal wrote about Shavuot, Matan Torah, etc. And this is a mamash, a whole sefer, which is called Tiferet Israel. If the Gvura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we see it in Yetziat Mitzrayim with all the miracles, with all the Nisim, the plagues, the Kriyat Yam Suf, and so on. Tiferet Israel is the Torah, which is the glory of the Jewish people, which is a crown on our heads. So he speaks a lot about Bichlal, how did we get the Torah? We mentioned already once his Shita, when we spoke about Purim. If you remember, he spoke about the fact that Kodesh Baruch Hu forced us to accept the Torah in Har Sinai, and then we accepted it with full will, ratzon, and agreement in the days of Mordechai and Esther, kimu vekiblu. So we spoke about it a bit, but this is the reason that I skipped this chapter when I prepared our learning for Shavuot. So the whole Sefer Tiferet Israel speaks about Matan Torah, the idea of Torah, the Ten Commandments, the difference between the Ten Commandments in Parshat Yitro and in Parshat Vayetchanan. The whole Sefer is about this subject. It was hard, of course, to choose everything. And so I brought now, I think, three chapters that you will finish earlier. We will add and not in the same seder. So I didn't start with Perek Aleph, although I came to Perek Aleph maybe later. But I want to start with Perek Kaf Dalet, the 24th chapter in this Sefer, Tiferet Israel. And the Maharal, he raises a question. Yesh Lishol. You have the text in front of you, I hope. Yesh Lishol. HaTorah, Shei Sechel HaPashut HaElyon. When we speak about Torah, we don't speak about certain books which are printed or written by hand. You know, something appears in the Midrashim, unfortunately connected to the Churban, that when you burn the Sefer Torah, so it's Gvilim Nisrafim, so the cloth itself is burned, Ve'otiyot Porchot, the letters fly. I mean, what does it mean? Well, the Torah, when we speak about the Torah, we speak about the idea of Torah. The fact that we have Torah, we have a kind of a guidance, which tells us what to do and what not to do. It tells us some historical events as well, but the main idea of Torah is aseh and lo taseh. You should do this, you should keep yourself from doing this. And by this activity, when fulfilling the Hashem's mitzvot, you bring yourself to a kind of completement, of kind of shlemut, of ruchani, and so on. So we don't understand. We don't understand that, let's say, we cannot teach a dog. We can teach him sometimes what to do and to go to this place and to this place and to find missing people and so on. But I don't think that you can teach him a siman in Ktzot HaChoshen. He won't understand. He won't be able to communicate with a dog trying to teach him Gemara with Tosfos. Definitely not. So how are we, human beings, connected to the Torah, which is a spiritual idea? So this is a question that Maharal puts in front of us. Yesh lishol, we have to ask. HaTorah, shehi ha-sechel, ha-pashut ha-elyon, something which is very high, something which is spiritual. Sechel here is not just brain. It's something ruchani. How can it happen? Shiyeh le'adam, to mankind. Shubal geshem v'chomer. He's something gashmi. He's something materialistic. He's something flesh and blood. How can it happen that he will be connected to this Torah? Ma'sheino nimtza le'malachei ha'marom. This is a sentence that we have to understand. I don't know if we understand exactly the meaning of malachim, angels. We should know that malachim, for instance, they don't have bechira chofshit. They don't have the free choice. They don't have to eat. They don't have to feed themselves. They don't die or something like this. The malachim, the angels, are certain. It's hard even to define it in proper Hebrew, alachat kama v'chama in English. But it's something, it's an idea. It's something spiritual. It's something gruchani. En lo guf ven lo dmut aguf. Not only that Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have guf and dmut aguf, but all of the malachim don't have any kind. And so even the malachim didn't accept the Torah. We will see in a minute that this question of the Maharal doesn't come from middle of nowhere. Because as we are already used to see, Maharal always tries to build his ideas on a drasha, on a midrash. And we will see in a minute, it appears in the Gemara in Masechet Shabbat, a dialogue between the malachim, the angels. Maybe not only a dialogue, at least there are three groups of people. Three groups. The malachim, the angels, Kodesh Baruch Hu, and Moshe Rabbeinu. And the malachim complain. Malachim complain. How do you think to give the Torah to a human being? So, איך דבר זה שיהיה לאדם שהוא בעל גשם וחומר מה שאינו נמצא למלאכי מרום? Even the angels didn't accept the Torah. They don't have a kind of מתן Torah.
Rav Golan?
Pardon?
First, I'm not sure it's translated as angels, but messengers from Hashem. But if they are non-corporeal, and mitzvot that we have are completely physical. They're related to us doing. And if angels don't have that, I'm not sure what the question is all about. If they don't have any bodies, so what's the question?
Okay, so you got already the answer to the question. So We'll see in a few minutes something very Borshikivanta, something very close to what you said. Mamish, the same thing. So Tuvalze, we find an answer to this question, the Perek Rabbi Akiva, it's a Perek in Maseret Shabbat, in Daf Peichet. I've already mentioned that we have in Shas Maseret Shvuot, which is of course a Shvua, like an Eder, Nedarim and Shvuot, no. But we don't have Maseret Shavuot. We have Maseret Megillah, we have Maseret Rosh Hashanah, we have Maseret Psochim, we have Maseret Yoma, Yom Kippur, but we don't have Maseret Shavuot. But we have some halachot and some midrashim connected mainly to Matan Torah. So we have, and we have of course the Korbanot, the Shtei Alechem, which we bring on Shavuot. So the idea of the Korbanot, it's written in Masechet Menachot. The Agadot, or the stories, the Midrashim, about Matan Torah, connected to Matan Torah, it's written in Masechet Shabbat. How is it connected to Masechet Shabbat? It's a different story. But we have few dapim in Masechet Shabbat, which concentrate in the idea of Matan Torah. This is one of the Midrashim. All the idea which we will learn later about Naseh v'Nishma and other things, it's in these few pages, few dapim in Masechet Shabbat. So in Daf Peichet Amud Bet, there is a midrash saying, Amar Rav Yehoshua ben Levi, B'sha'a sh'ala Moshe l'Marom, and the Kodosh went up the sky, ב'l'Marom, Amru, המלאכים. So the מלאכים came to Kadesh Baruch Hu with a complaint. מה לילוד אישה בינינו? ילוד אישה, of course, is an idiom. Literally, it means someone who was born from a woman, from a mother. But it means someone who is gashmi, someone who is basar badam, flesh and blood. מה לילוד אישה בינינו? We are in the spiritual world. You and us, you are Kodesh Boru and the Malachim. So what is he doing here? Amar lahem, Kodesh Boru answered, Lekabel Torah ba? I have in my safe something which is called Torah, and I called him to accept the Torah. Amru lo. So, as I said, now it's a dialogue between Hashem and the Malachim. Amru lo. This is a sentence that it's hard to understand, but I will try to understand the meaning. Chemda gnuza yesh lecha. You have something, a treasure, which is hidden somewhere, as I said before, in a safe. Shegnuza kodem sheshet emei bereshit, even before the creation of the world. Taf, taf, kuf, ein dale dorot. 974 generations. Taf, taf, 800, kuf, 100, that's sorry, 974 dot. Ata mevakesh litna lebasar badam? Now, if we speak in, you know, this idea, it's hard to understand because the idea of time didn't exist before the creation of the world. So if the world was created in a certain day, let's say Rosh Hashanah 5,784 years ago, so what happened a year before? What was there a year before? A day before? There wasn't a day because the idea of time comes to the world only when the world is created. So, but this is the idea is that we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is eternal. He was there all the time. The world is something which was created sometime. There are people who believe that the world is also, you know, Kadmon, always was here. But We believe, our faith is, that Kodesh Baruch Hu is eternal, was always there, here and there, and the world was created in a certain time because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He wanted to. So the idea of having such kind of Torah, this is what the meaning, was much before the creation of the world. Now I want to give you an example, which maybe will explain a little bit the idea. It's something which is, I think it's complicated, but let's try to understand. I want to build a house. So what do you think? I start to build the house. I put the foundation. And then after, let's say, a few weeks, when I have already the beginning of the building, I call the architect and I ask him, please plan for me the house. This is not the way you work. If you want to build a house, you want to be a school, you want to build a library, you want to build a bridge on the road, you call the experts, engineers, I don't to look after the bricks and so on. They
the mahandas, you better get the proper permits from the mahandas.
Okay. So they prepare a plan, and you build according to this, hopefully, that you build according to this plan. I'm thinking about the proper way. I'm not thinking about how people do it. But you know, someone gets up in the morning, he wants to add a room to his house, so he buys bricks and so on, cement, and he builds it. We know, but what means the proper way is, so, according to Chazal, and this is an idea which appears many times, Kodesh Baruch created the world, and then Kodesh Baruch decided to take the Jewish people as a chosen people to give them Torah. According to our faith, it is not written in the Torah, but this is the Masoret or the Hashkafa. The Torah was a plan before the creation of the world. There was the idea of Torah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this was the plan, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world according to this plan. So this is the reason, or maybe this is the meaning of giving a number. You know, we say, every Shabbat, some people say it when they say Tehillim. Beterem harim yuladu, v'techol el eretz betevel, v'tomer shuvu bnei adam. Even before harim yuladu, before the creation of the mountains, beterem harim yuladu, even then before v'tomer shuvu bnei adam. So the idea of tshuva was already in the world. And therefore we say tshuva kadma la'olam. Torah kadma la'olam. So here you find that what is exactly the meaning of the idea of just this figure, 974. I don't know to understand. Maharal sends us to his other sefer, which is called Be'er HaGola, in which he deals with midrashim, which don't look understanding and understood and so on. And then he gives an explanation. But I'm thinking about the idea. I don't go into Kabbalah, not because I don't want, but I don't know. Maybe I miss something, but I don't know. For me, it's not nice to say, but Kabbalah is like Latin. I don't understand anything. But this, I read somewhere, we say every morning, Tatzileni in Birkot HaShachar, Mi'azei panim u'me'azut panim. Who are the azei panim? Who are the azei panim? I remember when I came to the school in London, which I used to teach, there was one of the teachers there, Mamash Goy, MSDK Goy, an English gentleman, And he once told me, no, the first Hebrew word that I learned in my life was chutzpah. Chutzpah. So, azei panim, azut panim, it can be a chutzpah. But Rav Kook's bring an explanation, which is, I think, based on Kabbalah. He called it nishame dikmite, souls which are not straight, which are kvetched a bit. I mean, kamuk mikumat. These are the neshamot of the generations who should be created before this, the Matan Torah. So when the days without the Torah, when the Torah was hidden somewhere, and therefore they had this, maybe a special neshama, which is not shalem, it's not positive. So these are the azei panim that are we can find in every generation. I don't know the real meaning of what I'm saying myself, but the idea is that there was a time that the Torah was, as I said, in a safe. Now the Malachim come to Kodesh Baruch Hu. You have such a nice, you have such, I give you a mashal. Someone, a rich person has a nice wife and children, that the king, the queen, the prince, and so on. And he has some jewels that he hides in a safe. For one reason or the other, he doesn't give it to his wife, the queen, or to his daughter, the princesses. No, he keeps it. One day he finds a girl in the street that it's she's not from the royal family. She's a, he calls her home, he opens the safe, and he gives her the jewels. Of course, the family will complain. You keep it, it's so expensive. You keep it in your safe. So why didn't you give it to us? Why you take someone from the street and gives her the jewels? So it's a similar idea that the Malachim say, we are waiting. We are your Malachim. We are your servants. We are together with you in the Betivta Terekia, in the Yeshiva, in heaven. You bring someone who is Basar Vadam, who was born 80 years ago, who will die 40 years from now, when we have 20 Shana. So, this is what the Malachim complain. So, Amarlo, I'm carry on reading. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, Chazor Lehem Tshuva. Okay, please. Give the answer. They ask. I want you to explain why. Amar lo. So Moshe Rabbeinu says to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Mityare ani shelo yisrefuni behevel pihem. I'm afraid they have such a power in their mouth. Of course, it's not mouth. Hevel is ruach, spirit. They will burn me. They will say fu, and I won't be here anymore. Amarlo, don't be afraid. Echoz bekise kvodi, hold my chair, kise akavod. You know, every king, every melech sits on his kise. Vayeshev amelech al kise malchuto. We see it in Chashverosh. We saw it in Shlomo amelech. Kise amalchut, even in the. In our days, all the rebbes, the Hasidic rebbes, when they have sit together with the Hasidim, he has the Melech has a special chair, kiseh malchut. So Kadosh Baruch Hu has also a kiseh malchut. Yeshayahu, prophet Yeshayahu says, "Va'ereh et Hashem yoshev al kiseh ram v'nisa." We said it yesterday in our Tfilin Shachris. הגיבור אלה תעצומות עוזיך הנורא בנורותיך המלך היושב על כיסא רם ונישא. So it's sitting on his chair, כיסא הכבוד. By the way, Chazal has many midrashim. Maharal speaks about it many times, about the fact that Yaakov Avinu, Yaakov Ishtam, the portrait of Yaakov Avinu is on Kisei HaKavod, is like Adam HaRishon, a whole ideas around the Kisei HaKavod. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, hold the Kisei HaKavod, echol b'kisei kvodi, and no harm will happen to you. Hakol yeh beseder. Sheneemar, now he brings the pasuk in Yom, that even in Ivrit, it's hard to understand. Me'achez pnei kise, parshez alav anano. You understand Latin, Chinese. Me'achez, me'achez like ochez, like holding, to hold. Me'achez, sorry, where is it? Me'achez pnei kise, that symbolizes the kise akavod. Parshes is like the Meforshim explains, the Gemara will explain later, the letter Zayin maybe it's not in the proper place, like Vayifros et ha'anan, Vayifros et ha'ol, Parshes alav anano. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu will spread, yeah, the anan, the glory of Hashem, the ananei kavod. Rabbi Tachtar Tanchum, Rabbi Tanchum says, what is the meaning of the pasuk? Melamed shepiresh, pires, bifros, to cover the mishkan with a cover, with to cover it. Shepiresh, pires, shaddai miziv shchinatov ananu alav. Okay. Now Moshe Rabbeinu is safe. Moshe Rabbeinu feels safe. He starts his dialogue with the Malachim, and from what we heard before, Bruce was there and he heard the dialogue. So now it was as I said, the dialogue between the Malachim and Hashem. Kodesh Baruch Hu and Moshe Rabbeinu. Now Moshe Rabbeinu speaks to the Malachim. The angels. אמר לפניו, ריבונו של עולם, תורה שאתה נותן לי, מה כתיב בה? What is written in the Torah? אנוכי השם אלוקיך אשר הוצאתיך מארץ מצרים. Now he turns to the מלאכים, אמר להם, למצרים ירדתם? You were in Egypt? לפרעו, נשתעבדתם? You were slaves to Paro? Torah, למה לכם? You want the Torah. Open the Torah. What's written there? The beginning of the Luchot. אנוכי השם אלוקיך אשר הוצאתיך מארץ מצרים. You weren't in Egypt. You weren't slaves to Mitzrayim. This Torah doesn't apply to you. Then he carries on. שוב מהכתיב בה, לא יהיה לך אלוהים אחרים. אלוהים אחרים, עבודה זרה. Now, זה מלאכים. The מלאכים have a problem with עבודה זרה? Of course not. בין עקום אתם יושבים, שרויים, שעובדים עבודה זרה, עובדים עבודה זרה? You live within going, within עובדי עבודה זרה. That you need a warning, a special warning, לא יהיה לך אלוהים אחרים. Of course, you don't have אלוהים אחרים, you don't have this problem. שוב מה כתיב בה, זכור את יום השבת. I would add something which is not written here. ששת ימים תעבוד ועשית כל מלאכתך ביום השביעי שבת נשם אלוקים. So Shabbat comes after 6 days of work. Doing things, acting. Melacha atem osim shatem tzuchim Shabbat? You are working during the weekdays? That you need Shabbat? Yom Nucha Kedusha? Someone who works the whole week, is busy with his field, with his business, with his, studying. Now Shabbat comes, he can go, he can daven nicely, he can go to a shiur, to learn Torah, to rest. Yom menucha kedusha lamcha natata. But you, the angels, who don't work during the weekdays, what do you need Shabbat for? Shuv maktiv balot tisa. By the way, the seder of the commandments is a bit different, but maybe it goes from the more obvious to the more, I don't know. Lotisa Hashem Hashem Elokei Hashem is an oath when you swear b'shem Hashem. But when do you have to swear? Let's say we learn in the Gemara Modeh b'miktzat. Someone claims from his friend, I gave you 100 zuz. And he says, no, you just gave me 50 zuz. Modeh b'miktzat. So the Torah says that he has to swear Chayav Shua that he got only 50 shekels, 50 zuz. But we have a shomrim. Someone gives something to his friend to guard, to keep for him. And when he comes, he says, I lost it. So the shomer, the man who got the what we call the pikadon, he has to swear that he looked after it properly. Shelo pasha, he didn't take it for himself. And then he's patur. So the shua comes because of, we have business between people. Masa umatan yesh beinechem. You have business. Shuv maktiv bakabed et avicha ve'et imecha. Av ba'em yesh lachem. You have parents. You don't have parents. So what is the Indian of kabed et avicha ve'et imecha? Shuv maktiv ba lo tirzach, lo tignov. Why do you steal something from your friend? Because you need, I don't know, you need the money because you want to buy something, or you see a very nice object, he has a very nice, I don't know, cup of wine, I don't know, something, a menorah, Hanukkah for Hanukkah, from silver, I don't know what. So you steal it from him. You want to have more than your colleagues, the other malachs. Yetzer hara yesh benechem. Miyad hodu. When they heard what Moshe Rabbeinu is claiming, they admitted, miyad kulam hodu. And then he brings the pasuk in Sefer Tehillim. Hashem Adoneinu ma adir shimcha bechol haaretz. How mighty is your name? Bechol haaretz, in the earth. You don't need we don't need the Torah in heaven. We need the Torah in this world, ba'olam hazeh, with all the gashmiut, with all the yetzer hara, with all the jealousy, with all the I don't know what, with the hard work that we are working during the week. We need with our relationship with our parents, with our children, kabed et avicha ve'et imecha, and so on. By the way, we have in our Ten Commandments, kabed et avicha ve'et imecha. Why don't we have kabed et yeladecha? Honor your children. Because this is natural. Everyone looks after his children. It's more complicated for a child to look after his parents. So therefore, this should be the Bohu who have to command us to kabed et avicha ve'et imecha. Kabed et yeladecha is natural. This is what Ramban says somewhere in his commentary. Anyway, so they admitted this is story. And then one more sentence. Miyad, when they accepted Moshe Rabbeinu's claim, Miyad, kol echad nasa lo ohev. All the malachim became his friends. They loved him. They weren't jealous. He gets the Torah, not them. Kol echad nasa lo ohev. Masar lo davar echad. Each one gave him a present. Shenemar, again a pasuk in Tehilim, alita lamarom, he went up to heaven. Shavita Shevi, you take captives, then you got something from heaven. And then Lakachta Matanot Ba'adam. Lakachta Matanot, you also got some presents. You know, sometimes you want to appreciate someone. Because you know, if you take, I don't know, someone who works in your house and you pay him, okay. So you can think if you just pay him for the work or tip or whatever, but you pay him. But someone, he is your friend, he helps you to do something. You didn't hire him for money, but you want to show your appreciation to this person. So you give him a gift, a matana. So the same thing here, everyone came and gave a gift. Natata lakachta matanot ba'adam. Why isn't it enough to say lakachta matanot? So the Gemara explains lakachta matanot ba'adam because you are Adam, because you are a human being. The malachim understood, the angels understood that you deserve the Torah, and then they gave you matanot. Bishvil shekra'ucha Adam lakachta matanot. Ve'af malach ha'mavet masar lo davar. You know, b'shamayim, all the malachim around the Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's very nice to speak about Gabriel and Michael, that the malach ha'mavet is also a malach. He is unfortunately in charge of taking the life of people when their time came to leave the world. So even the malach ha'mavet gave him a gift, gave him a present. What was the present of the malach ha'mavet? Shenemar. Now, after the Korach, that was the arguing with Korach, they started the plague, Magifa. So Moshe Aaron took the ketoret, and he stood between the dead people and the people who are still alive. Vayiten et haketoret, vayichaper al ha'am, vayamod ben hameitim uben hachayim. And then the magifa stopped. How did I know? How did Moshe know that the ketoret has such a segula, such a koach to stop the magifa? So Chazal says that this was the matana that Malach HaMavet gave to Moshe Rabbeinu. My duty, my job is to take life when time comes. But I can give you something. When someone's life is taken, you can stop it. And this is a ketoret. By the way, we also, many people say, relate in a very positive, I don't know, intention, kavanatu, what we call pitum haketoret. And they say it as a segula for parnasa, for other things. Maybe it depends on it's the origin for this emunah comes from this midrash. Anyway, this he loved the amar. If Malach HaMavet wouldn't tell him menayada ad kan, this is the end of the quotation. What we have heard till now, of course, not the questions that the Maharal asked, but all the story about the Malachim and HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe Rabbeinu, Atka. This is the end of the quotation. Now the Maharal comes to try to give the deeper meaning of the Midrash. We have mentioned already many times, that the Midrashim are not an historical source. We don't have to believe that such a dialogue really took place sometime, same place in heaven. But the story comes to tell us an idea. What is the madrege of, for instance, of Moshe Rabbeinu? We know that we have the Olam Aruchni, Nishbohu, Malachim, as we said before, no goof, no flesh and blood, nothing, just ruach. We have the world, the created world. Of course, the highest level is the man, but we have the animals, the trees. They have some power of growing, of giving fruits, of having children and so on. Okay. How are these two extreme, totally different worlds, how can they combine? So there should be something or someone or some koach that will stand in the middle and will be half, let's say, a part connected to the Ruchni world and the other side to the physical world. And this is, according to Maharal, what he learns from this midrash, this is Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is a human being, flesh and blood. He married a wife. He had children. He eats. He drinks. He speaks. He sometimes is angry. But he has also the koach to stand, let's say, 40 days without eating. When he was on Har Sinai, he speaks to Hashem like you speak to a friend. So Moshe Rabbeinu is a mediator. He's the one who stands between the two parts, or between the two groups. Ba leva'er tshuva la'shela. Maharal says that this midrash, this ma'amar in the Gemara, comes to tell us, to give us an answer to our first question. Ki e efshar shelo iye leMoshe hachana ubechina shaya mitale ben elyonim. Cannot happen that he doesn't have the koach that he would be able to climb or to get higher to go to the Elyonim. Validei ze hayam mekabel haTorah. This, of course, was his preparation to be able to accept the Torah. Davar ze nitbaer kvar ki haya Moshe kemo emtzai ben haElyonim veHaTachtonim. In modern Hebrew, we say like emtzai is a middle one. Emtzai is someone who is connected to, like, don't know, or what we call now, metaverse. We speak. We don't speak, but we speak with, let's say, with the Hamas about Din. So we don't speak to them directly. We speak to the Egyptians. The Egyptians speak to the Din. So there's some people in between. The government, the Israeli government, and within the Rotzrim, the Hamas. So Moshe Rabbeinu Moshe Rabbeinu was the mediator. Yes, the one who could speak to both sides or to be connected to both sides. Kvar haya Moshe kmo emtzai ben ha'elyonim v'tachtonim. V'haya Moshe mit'ale al ha'elyonim. He could get higher, to climb higher. עד שהיה ראוי לקבל התורה שמתייחסת אל העליונים. מאידך גיסא, from the other side, מפני כי משה היה ילוד אישה, he was not a מלאך, he was a ילוד אישה, ואין לילוד אישה שיתוף עם העליונים ומדרגתם, שאין שייך בהם ילוד אישה. It's impossible, I mean, it's not, they don't have a קשר to ילוד אישה. רצה לומר בעל חומר שזה נקרא ילוד אישה, בעל חומר, materialistic, והם הנבדלים, זה ה-spirituals. לכן אמרו, מה לילוד אישה בינינו? This was the question of the מלאכים. What is he doing here? השיב להם לקבל תורה, he has a job, he has a task. From his, you know, מדרשים, and this is what Maharal speaks about it, not in Tiferet Israel, but in his other sefer about Yitziat Mitzrayim, Gvurot Hashem. When Moshe Rabbeinu was born, one of the Midrashim says that mitmalei habayit kulo ora, ora. So the whole house was full with light. So even from the first minute that he was born, the fact that he survived, and all the stories that we know about his early days, he will survive, and he grew up Dafka in the palace of the king, and therefore he has the koach to fight with the king. All these things was planned from the very beginning. So he was born with a special, let's call it talent, to be able to accept the Torah. The Kabel Torah, because he is ready for Kabbalat Torah. וראוי מצד קבלת התורה שיהיה נכנס במדרגת עליונים. ואז אמרו, yeah, but there is still a difference. What the fact that they mentioned what happened, as we say, Taf, Taf, Kuf, Ayin, Dalet, 974 generations before, what does it mean? לכן אמרו, חמדה גנוזה קודם ששת ימי בראשית. כל הדברים הטבעיים נבראים בששת ימי בראשית. The whole world, the concrete world, was created in this sixth day of creation. ששת ימי בראשית. So משה רבנו, אדם, was created in the sixth day, but he was created after or during the creation of the world. But the Torah is something which exists in the world before the creation of the world. So still, how can they be in touch to different? פירוש כל הדברים הטבעיים נבראת בששת ימי בראשית. התורה שהיא שכל גמור, סבסיג רוחני, ומעלתה ומדרגתה על הטבע. Above the nature, about the גשמי, the world, העולם הגשמי. לפיכך היא מסודרת מן השם מדבר בסדר קודם העולם הטבעי, before the עולם הטבעי. ומה שאמרו, אוקיי, זה ניסד, מה שאמרו תף תף כפיים דלדורות, דווקא, דיספיגר, דבר זה מבואר בחיבור בער הגולה, אין כאן מקומו, I don't want to go into it anyway. סוף סוף, כמו שהתורה שכל גמור, רחוקה היא מן הטבע, זה תורה איז... לכאורה, it's two different things, עד שהיא בסדר קודם העולם, אין ראוי לתת אותה לבשר, בדם, שהוא טבעי. Although משה רבינו, as a person, he has maybe the כוח, but still, we don't understand it, still, the מלאכים still don't understand, don't realize that it can work. The מלאכים still don't understand how the Torah, which is מעל הטבע, and therefore the Torah was there in the world before the עולם הטבע, how can someone who was born, who was created after, who is created in a different status, how can he accept the Torah? Now the pasuk says, מה אנוש כי תזכרנו, ובן אדם כי תפקדנו. This is the pasuk. You know, we say in Rosh Hashanah, in Musaf, we have nine brachot. We have the three first brachot, which we say every day. Again, Avraham, Echaim, Eitim, Ata Kadosh, in Rosh Hashanah, Itzam, Elech HaKadosh. And then we have the three last brachot. רצה, מודים, and שים שלום, and in the middle, in מוסר, we have three other ברכות, with our מלכויות, זיכרונות ושופרות. זיכרונות, אתה זוכר מעשה עולם. Now, when we speak about זיכרונות, we also use the word, ותפקדהו. והשם פקד את שרה כאשר אמר, this is what we read on the פרשה in ראש השנה, והשם פקד את שרה, what's פקד? פקד, it's not to command, to give a פקודה, like in the army. שם פקד השם זכר ותפקדנו בדבר ישועה ורחמים. So we use two words which לכאורה, it seems that it's two synonyms, זכר and פקד. And this is the, and what the pasuk says, מה אנוש כי תזכרנו ובן אדם כי תפקדנו. It's like, you know, sometimes it's enough. We speak, נחמו, נחמו עמי, we say twice. But the Maharal here and some other Mefarshim, when always the Torah or in the Tanakh, we give a pasuk which lichwa repeats itself, it has different meanings. And Shimu Shamayim veHaazini Eretz, Ki Hashem Diber. Lishmua and leHaazin, it's the same. So why it's Shimu Shamayim veHaazini Eretz? And so on. So here also the Maharal wants to explain what is the meaning of Ma Enosh Ki Tizkerenu, Lizkor, Zechira, and Ben Adam Ki Tifkedenu. If we would like to translate, we would translate both words by to remember. Okay, so the Maharal explains. Ma Enosh Ki Tizkerenu. Ratzah lomar ki yesh ba'adam shne dvarim. Haguf vehanefesh. So I said before when we started that we cannot teach a dog a simen in Ktzot HaChoshen, but we can take a Shiva Bocher, we can take a person Basar Badam and to explain him something complicated. So because unlike the animals, the man is a combination of Guf and Nefesh, not only Guf. It's a combination, שני דברים, הגוף והנפש. אמר, מה אנוש נגד הנפש? ובן אדם נגד הגוף, שהוא אדמה. אדם, אדמה. So, נפש, מה אנוש? This is something more, this is something higher than the ממש עפר מן האדמה. So, מה אנוש is, let's say, אדם is a basic מדרגה, זה גשמיות, and אנוש is a נפש. And now, מה אנוש ובן אדם כנגד הגבול? לשון זכירה אמר אצל הנפש, כי סתם זכירה הוא לטובה. In all the places in the Tanakh, in the Chumash, when we mention the word זכירה, it's positive. ויזכור אלוהים את רחל. And then he gave her a son. ויזכור אלוהים את רחל. כלומר, אף אם יש בו נפש, אין חשיבות הנפש שיהיה נזכר לפני השם יתברך לטובה להיטיב לו. מה אנוש כי תזכרנו? והפקידה היא שאין האדם מצד גופו שהוא שפל ופחות, ראוי שיהיה נפקד לרעה כמו שאר בעלי חיים. So, זכור is more positive, נפקד is let's say negative. So, מצד אחד, on one side is not such a important person, my enosh ki tizkerenu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on the other side is not so so low that he will be destroyed. Bekitzur, na hotcha al hashamayim, not to, this all the psukim in Tehilim. Perush ki elyonim, malachim, masigim sheyesh seder mesudar min Hashem. They know how the world works. ומבני מדרגת ומעלת המלאכים, since because of their high level of existence, ראוי שיהיה כל חשיבות וכל מעלה בעליונים, all the benefits, all the good things, all the important things in the world should be with the מלאכים, not with the mankind. Okay, all these טענות, where what the Malachim said to Hashem that he shouldn't give the Torah to. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe Achzer Lehem Tshuva. Now the Maharal just remembers to give a very important note that we have tried to imagine. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits on the on the Kise, Ram and Issa. He's a judge. He's a judge. Now, one side stays the Malachim, stands the Malachim. On the other side, say Moshe Rabbeinu, stands Moshe Rabbeinu. And I go, well, okay, what do you say? What do you say? And then try to convince me. So the Malachim will try to convince Hashem to leave the Torah in Shamaim, in heaven. And the Moshe Rabbeinu, as a representative of the Jewish people, of mankind, will try to convince Hashem Yitbarach to give the Torah to his people. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, oh, you say so, I decide, ABC. Says the Maharal, Kol hadvarim asher nemru kan. All these sentences that we have just now quoted, the Malachim say so, and Moshe Rabbeinu said so, מה שאמר הקדוש ברוך הוא, שאלת המלאכים ותשובת משה, אינו ויכוח דברים, it's not a discussion, it's not a debate, that someone tries to convince the other side. Not at all. Of course, Hashem's decision was from the very beginning. הקדוש ברוך הוא decided, הקדוש ברוך הוא wanted to. Now, just to explain to us, human beings, so many generations after Matan Torah, what stands behind the curtain? What is the understanding of getting the Torah? So it's described in the Midrash like a dialogue between Malachim and Moshe Rabbeinu. But it's not a vikuach that really took place. Rak ma shemitchayev min Hashem Yitbarach nikra shekach amar Hashem Yitbarach, uma shemitchayev min Malachim nikra shekach amru Malachim. ומה שנתחייב מצד משה, נקרא שכך אמר משה. No, there is a midrash. I don't know if we will have, even if we started, as I said, 5 weeks before Shavuot, I don't know if we will get to it, but you know, the famous midrash, we have already mentioned it, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before he wanted to give the Torah, to which people went to, Bnei Edom, to Bnei Amon, to Bnei Moab. And he asked all these people, do you want to get the Torah? Do you want? They said, no, what's written there? Lo tigno, we cannot, lo tirza. Okay. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't go. He didn't ask. He didn't. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it seems HaKadosh Baruch Hu explains to us why we, the Jewish people, why we only our people got the Torah. Because to Bnei Amon, I couldn't give the Torah. They not that I asked them and they refused. I didn't even ask them. I knew that they are not ready for the Torah because it's written, it was given to the forefather to Esav, the promise, Al Harbecha Tichyeh, killing, murdering. Torah which says, Lo Tirtzach, is not for them. Bnei Ishmael, so and so. Bnei Amon, because he came from, you know, from Gilui Arayot, from Lot and his daughter. I cannot give them the Torah that it's written in the Torah, Lot enough. So it's not that he said and he answered and he questions and he, this is, should be, we want to, we understand it maybe better when it's described to us as a Shela and Tshuva, a question and an answer. But this what is not something which really happened. And of course, the Malachim point of view is the Torah should stay in heaven. Moshe Rabbeinu's point of view is that the Torah should be given to the Jewish people. And this is really what Hashem decided in advance. He didn't regret when he had Moshe Rabbeinu and when he had the Malachim. So this is the general principle that we should know when we go deeper to the understanding of this discussion, of this debate between Malachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Moshe Rabbeinu. And Bezrat Hashem will carry on next Sunday.
Thank you, Rav Golan. Thank you very much.
Ani Rav.
Yeah.
I'm pleased to hear what you just